interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
All right, since we ruined your appetite with Vegemite, I guess that's the time to tell you this story. And I tell this story because it's a cautionary tale. You know, it's Friday. You got your mind on the weekend. Maybe you don't got your mind 100% on your biz. Even if you're not doing a job that's maybe considered dangerous, you might lose some fingers. That's what happened to a 21-year-old girl working at Cold Stone Creamery outside of Portland in Corvallis. Cold Stone Creamery employee, 21 years old, this goes back to last Wednesday, lost three of her fingers, pointer finger, middle finger, ring finger, on her right hand. She was wiping down the ice cream machine, one of the ice cream machines, with a rag when the rotor inside the machine suddenly grabbed part of the rag and pulled her hand and the rag into the machine. According to KOIN 6 News TV, quote, there was blood splatter all over the store, including remnants of the fingers. The manager of the store drove her to the emergency hospital a few minutes away, and upon arriving, the doctor said, could you go back and retrieve the missing pointer, middle, and ring finger in an effort to reattach them? Cold Stone manager Emily Kirkpatrick said she accepted the duty of retrieving Martin's fingers, dismembered digits from the machine, and took them to the hospital. They were unable to attach them. So the rag had pulled her hand in, so the rag wrapped around her fingers, and that was all she wrote. So even just working at the Cold Stone Creamery, she lost three fingers.
From this point forward, you take a pass on any kind of chunky ice cream at that Cold Stone Creamery outside of Portland. All right, Brad, this bit of embarrassment went down in the state capitol in Florida earlier this week. State Representative Will Robinson Jr.
Danger Will Robinson
is reading names at the meeting. Okay, I guess he's reading names into the record. Okay, these are people who are a list of people whose names need to be read into the record, I guess, as present or not. This is during the House Civil Justice Subcommittee meeting. This was on Monday. The first name's okay, and then things go downhill, and this guy doesn't realize it right away. Take it away.
Key, Florida Station of Counties, waves in opposition. Pamela Birch Fort, Florida State Conference of NAACP Branches, waves in opposition. Anita Dick is an opponent, waves in opposition. Holden Hiscock is also an opponent, waves in opposition.
After he got a few of these out, he kind of paused and he looked around the room a little bit. And the woman who was next to him, a state representative, had her hands to her mouth.
Uh-oh. He didn't say that, did he?
Yes.
Just read what's on the teleprompter, yeah, Ron Burgundy.
I'm not going to pre-read anything. I'm just going to just start reading these names off. One more time.
Key, Florida Station of Counties, waves in opposition. Pamela Birch Fort, Florida State Conference of NAACP Branches, waves in opposition. Anita Dick is an opponent, waves in opposition. Holden Hiscock is also an opponent, waves in opposition.
Could he wave if he was holding on to his thing?
I don't know. I think Anita needs to meet Holden, is what it sounds like.
Yeah.